I don't like trying new foods. I like the things that I like. And when I go to a restaurant, I'm the person that has a usual, like it's the same thing. I don't really like straying from it. I'm not adventurous. But if you know my wife, she is adventurous. She loves trying new things. She loves trying new foods. If I get the same thing every time, she just doesn't get it. She's like, well, what if there's something you like more? Don't you want to try different things? And I say, no, I don't. But because I love her, I try new things. I've tried a lot of different foods since we've been together. She's given me a face like, no, you haven't, but I have. I have tried new foods. I've eaten sushi, which I said I would never do. I've tried sushi, and of course it was like the deep fried. If I still tried it, it's still sushi. I still ate it. So I don't really like trying new things. But because I love my wife Elise, I try new things sometimes. And because Elise loves me, she has to put up with not trying new things sometimes. She has to put up with me saying when it's my turn to choose where to eat, it's probably going to be Boston Pizza because I know what I like there. And I love Boston Pizza. And so it goes both ways. But when you love someone, it makes you do things you maybe normally wouldn't do. Am I right? You guys, you've experienced that? If you love someone, it makes you do things you wouldn't normally do. Now, I was looking for a crazy story about this online. I was looking at what's the craziest thing someone's done, like, in the name of love. And I found one thing that I thought was, like, I think it's, like, messed up. But I'll let you decide for yourself. There's a story of this guy, and he had this girlfriend. And so he really, really liked her, but he was worried for whatever reason that that his girlfriend was going to break up with him. And he really didn't want that. And so he came up with this plan. Now, most people might say, okay, well, maybe start treating her super good or maybe start, like, you know, doing nice things for her or anything like that. But he decided, no, that's not what I'm going to do. I got a better idea. So he told his friend, hey, here's what I need you to do. It's a true story according to the internet. It says, I need you to shoot me, like with a gun. Shoot me with a gun, like not to kill me, just to hurt me severe enough that my girlfriend will feel bad for me. And then maybe she'll feel so bad for me that she won't be able to break up with me and we'll stay together. That's what he did. So he got his friend, no joke, to shoot him. It doesn't say where he got shot, but he got shot. And then he went to his girlfriend. I was like, yeah, I'm so hurt, and hoping that this girlfriend would have, you know, compassion on him, like, oh, no, and take care of him and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. Who does that? Gets shot. Like, hey, I need you to do me a solid, man. Can you shoot me? What kind of friend does that? Like, that's when you're, as a friend, you have to say, bro, I love you, but this isn't your best. I think that let's brainstorm some different ideas here, right? As a friend, I think that's when you have to say, like, no, you don't do that. Because when you're in love, it makes you do crazy things. That's when your friends have to say, you know what, man, like, I know what you're trying to do, but that's probably the worst way of doing it. But this friend says, okay, and shoots him. Like, okay, here's it. Whatever, shoots him, and it doesn't actually say if it worked. I don't know if it did. But people do crazy things for love. In the Bible, God is referred to a lot as the Father. There's a lot of imagery depicting him as the Father, and that means that Jesus is the Son. It talks about in this very verse that God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but to save the world, that whoever believes in him will be saved. So God is depicted as the Father and Jesus is the Son. Now, in a normal case, if you heard of a father who gives up his son to die for these other people, you'd think, what kind of father is that? You would think, like, why would a father give up his son for these other people? Now, a father might be like, hey, take me instead. Maybe that's fine. But I think you'd find it hard-pressed to find a father that would say, yeah, take my son. That's all right. Seems crazy. What kind of a father would allow that? But here we see in the Bible that God the Father gives his son to die for us so that we could have a chance to be saved. So we could have a chance. There was no guarantees that, hey, Jesus, if you do this, if you allow yourself to die this death, that everyone forever, for all time, is going to be saved. It was for a chance that they would have a choice. I'm big on like guarantees. I don't like doing things if it's not like a guaranteed like outcome. So for me, I think of it as like, that's like someone saying, hey, if you do this, then maybe these people would do that. I'm like, no way. I want like a guarantee. If I do this, I want this. But there wasn't that. There wasn't a guarantee. But Jesus did it anyway. He did it so that whoever believes in him will be saved. Love made God do something that seems so crazy, so out of our heads, to save us. Love made God send Jesus for us so that we could be saved. And that seems crazy. If we put, maybe you've heard that story enough now that we can accept that and say, oh yeah, that's great. But if we were to replace the two people in that and say, like, this father sent this son, we think that's nuts. But God loves us, and so he did it anyway. Because love makes people do crazy things. And it made God do something so crazy that changed everything forever for whoever believes. Second thing I want to say is that anybody can be a whoever. Anybody can be a whoever. I told you to underline or highlight that portion, whoever believes. Anyone can be a whoever. I did some research into it, looked into the Greek, and whoever means whoever. Whoever means whoever. It means anyone and everyone who chooses to believe in Jesus will be saved. They will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Anybody can be a whoever. There's no stipulations on it. It doesn't say whoever believes and, whoever believes but, whoever believes or. It's whoever believes will be saved. There's no stipulations on it other than that. And everyone can believe. Everyone has the choice to believe. It doesn't depend on our history, our family, our job, any other factor. All we have to do is believe, and everyone has the choice to do that. Some might say, and have said, that if Jesus loves us so much, then why isn't everyone just automatically saved? Right? If Jesus loves us so much, why isn't everyone automatically saved? Why can't we just do whatever we want, and then God will save us anyway? Now, to those people, I would say that a parent can love their child more than anything. But all you parents know, you don't just let your kids do whatever you want, whatever they want, right? Parents can love their kids more than anything, but it doesn't mean they let them do whatever they want. They put things in place to protect them because they know better. When I was a kid, I didn't want to eat my vegetables. Didn't want to do it. My parents know it's good for you. You got to eat your vegetables. So they would make me eat them until I figured out a way that I could hide them underneath the table on this little lip of the table, and I would put broccoli and carrots and all this kind of stuff underneath there. And we got a new table that's all this petrified vegetables under there. And my dad's like, unbelievable. I can't believe you do that. I'm like, I didn't want to eat them, right? But my parents, they know better. And so they would say, you got to eat them. I can't just do whatever I want. I want to have candy, like Pastor Jeff. I want to have candy for breakfast. My parents say, no, it's not good for you. God puts these things in place for our benefit. He puts these things that he tells us to stay away from in place for our benefit. But what about those who have already done those wrong things? What about those who have already, you know, gone down that wrong path or may have made some wrong decisions? Well, just like a parent who maybe has a child that's maybe lost their way or who's made some bad decisions or there's been some brokenness in their relationship, if that child comes back to that parent and says, genuinely, I'm so sorry, will you forgive me? I want to rebuild our relationship. That parent's going to say yes. Because the love of a parent, of a father, doesn't fade. And for Jesus, it's the exact same thing. He loves us. That doesn't fade. He showed his love for us when he took our place on the cross. And the love of the Father never fades. True love also has the freedom to choose. True love has the freedom to choose. Jesus gives us a choice to love him. And Jesus made a choice to show his love for us by sacrificing himself. Love wouldn't be love if it was forced. Love wouldn't be love if it was decided for us. Now, if you're like me and you grew up in a Christian home, when you're younger especially, your relationship with God could feel like an arranged marriage because it's kind of like, well, my parents are going. I don't really have a choice. I better go. But it's not. It's always a choice. Love is true love always has the freedom to choose. And we can choose Jesus, but we don't need to wait or worry or wonder whether he's chosen us, because he's chosen us long ago. We don't have to worry and think, yeah, I really want to, you know, live this life for Jesus, but I don't know if he wants me back. You don't got to worry about that, because he's already shown it. He's already chosen you. He's already proved it. And all we have to do is accept it. I think of it like, you know, those romantic movies where there's a girl main character and she has this like jerk of a boyfriend, and then she has this other friend who's like in the friend zone and is this great guy, but she just can't see him that way. And the movie goes on and there's, you know, whatever happens. But in the end, it happens where this girl realizes, wow, my friend who's this guy is this great guy. And then they end up together. Right? And this guy maybe wanted her to like be with her all along, but she didn't see it until the very end. It's kind of like that, but Jesus is the guy who sees us the whole time and says, yeah, I've chosen you. I want to be with you. I want you to be with me. And we're kind of realizing, well, I don't know. I like this over here. I'll try this. Or maybe I'll try this. He has already chosen us. We just have to accept it. God's plan for us is to be saved, but it's up to us if we want to choose that. It's our choice. Because true love has a choice. Love made God and Jesus do some crazy things for us. Some crazy things that if we were to think about and freshly think about, it's nuts. Sometimes the magnitude of the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us gets lost because we've heard it so much. It shouldn't. It's incredible when you think about it. It made it so that whoever believes in him will be saved. And the choice is now ours if we want to accept that. The ball's in our court. He's made the first move. He's waiting for us to make a move in response. True love has a choice. And so the choice is ours. Do we want to be a whoever? Because anybody can be a whoever. Anybody can be whoever. Everybody can believe. There's no one who can't say, I'm not a whoever, because whoever means whoever. And so maybe if you're here and you've already, you know, you've made that decision, that's great. Continue to live in that. Or maybe if you're here and maybe you haven't made that decision and you're thinking about it, I would encourage you, talk to myself, talk to Pastor Elise who's up here, or Pastor Jeff, or anyone who has one of these Ask Me name tags. If you're wondering, like, what does this look like? How can I become a whoever? Or you want to chat that through, come talk to us. We would love to talk it through with you. We would love to talk it through with you. But don't think that you can't, because anybody can be a whoever, and the choice is ours. Let me pray. God, thank you so much for the sacrifice that you made for us. Thank you that you made your love and your grace so available to us. That it's so available. All we have to do is accept it. It's so readily made for us because of the sacrifice that you made for us. We're so thankful for it. God, I pray if there's anyone here who's maybe wondering about that, wondering what it looks like to live like this, that they would have the courage to step forward and to talk to someone about it. God, that they wouldn't worry about what's happened in their past or anything like that, but they would know that anyone can be a whoever and that you are wanting them to step forward closer to you. God, you're so good. God, we're so excited for the sacrifice that you made for us. Let us not forget how important that was. Let the magnitude of that event not get lost on us. God, we love you. Thank you for today. We ask this in your name. Amen.